The Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com. And enter the discount code WALL.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, I tell you, they're getting it back in New York. We're getting a little bit of rain. I got a little rain over here on the southwest side just for a few minutes. Not much. Barely measurable, but we got a little bit of rain. It's not bad. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be talking about lockdowns. The governor has already threatened us with a lockdown. If the numbers don't improve and the numbers keep getting worse, he'll have to tighten restrictions on us. That could well mean a lockdown. We'll find out. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Oh, by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. Is the race finally over for president? Have you conceded? I know the president has not, but have you conceded? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The president has yet to concede. Are you willing to concede the presidency to Joe Biden? We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, a little bit after 3:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. And the heaviest flows at the moment appear to be, at least, Interstate 15 between Sahara and Oakey in both directions. Look out for that abandoned vehicle. It's on the left shoulder, 15 southbound at the Blue Diamond on-ramp. Also on the Beltway, you're going to be touching the brakes there, 215 west. That's at Green Valley. And a lot of construction going on, which is going to slow things down. 15 north at Lamb, 24/7 lane restrictions continue there for bridge reconstruction. And there's also some utility work that's going on Boulder Highway. A southbound direction is affected between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It's not exactly a sexy matchup tonight in Thursday Night Football as the Raiders play host to the Chargers. The Raiders are 7-6, but they're missing a ton of guys. Defensive end Cleveland Farrell, linebacker Nicholas Morrow, cornerback Damon Arnett, safety Jonathan Abram, and receiver Henry Ruggs will all miss the game as well. Offensive coordinator Greg Olsen, cornerback Nevin Lawson, he is considered questionable. The Chargers, they go into the game with a 4-9 record. The Raiders are favored in this contest by 3.5 points. UNLV basketball continuing to get set for their action this weekend as they are scheduled to go to Wyoming for a Sunday-Tuesday series. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Now's the time to finish up your holiday shopping at Macy's One Day Sale, where you'll find deals of the day priced so low you don't need a coupon. It's getting chilly outside, so snuggle up with 70% off Charter Club sheets and bedding, 60% off winter coats for her, and the perfect head-to-toe look for him with 60% off men's styles. Plus, it's time to spend your Macy's money online and in stores, starting tomorrow at Macy's. For details, visit Macy's.com/Macy's Money. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to go to cut two. This is the vice president. And by the way, he might be auditioning for 2024. Don't know that yet. Mike Pence was in Georgia, and it was brisk. Woo. Everybody was bundled up in Georgia supporting David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. This is cut two. This is the Vice President Mike Pence.
The last administration saw years of scandal at the VA. You remember. Scandal that shocked the conscience of the nation. When President Trump came into office with the support of your two senators, those days are over. President Trump has actually signed the most sweeping reforms in the VA in 50 years. We fired 5,000 VA employees that weren't giving our veterans the care that they earned. And Veterans Choice is now available for every veteran in America. And from her seat on the Veterans Affairs Committee, Senator Kelly Loeffler was there every step of the way. And after the slowest recovery in some 75 years, with the support of Georgia senators, this president revived our economy. We cut taxes. We rolled back regulations. We fought for free and fair trade, unleashed American energy, and in our first 3 years, businesses large and small created 7 million good-paying jobs, including 350,000 jobs right here in the Peach State. Me, with the support of your two senators in our first 3 years, we had a blue-collar boom going. And then the coronavirus struck from China. With the solid foundation that we poured, and with their support every day, we launched the greatest national mobilization since World War II. We reinvented testing. We started the distribution of billions of medical supplies to hospitals and nurses. We provided support directly to families and small businesses impacted. It is remarkable to think, after losing 22 million jobs at the height of this pandemic, with that foundation that we poured, we've already seen 12 million Americans go back to work. We're opening up America again. And while the other side said it couldn't be done, with the strong support of your two senators, this week America witnessed the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic. We made history, and the first coronavirus vaccine is being administered in every state in the union. And David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler were there every single day, putting the health of Georgia first.
That was a great speech in a windstorm and blustery conditions. That's what the vice president's there for, to take all the tough hits. And again, it's hard to believe, but we're just 2 weeks removed from an election there. This thing is not over. This thing is far from over. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole January 5th thing plays out. I pray that the people of Georgia are going to be smart enough and that they're going to be savvy enough to not be hoodwinked, to not be cheated, as we all were back on November 3rd. I really hope that that it ends up better than that. When we come back, Morning Joe, I have stayed away from airing a lot of Morning Joe sound because he's crazed. But he went off the radar charts this morning. He was absolutely bonkers, and it was the audio was so good. I said I gotta bring it. I gotta bring it to you, even if it is crazed lunatic talk. Okay, but it was really good stuff. I'll let you hear from Morning Joe. That's all coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMCQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love Christmas season, and I love Christmas music. Great to have you with us. This was bizarre. This was tough to take with your morning coffee and a Danish. This was just bizarre. This is cut four. Morning Joe Scarborough, a 90-second rant on Rand Paul. Rand Paul yesterday at the Homeland Security committee hearing pretty much read the Democrats the Riot Act. Yes, there was cheating. Yes, there was voter fraud. Morning Joe this morning just went absolutely nutso on this. This was Morning Joe this morning on the network nobody watches, MSNBC.
Hello, Rand Paul. Why are you lying to the American people? Why are you purposely inspiring people like the Proud Boys to go around and yell stop the steal and beating the hell out of people in the streets? Rand, why are you doing that? I don't get it. What's in it for you, Rand, to be a liar to your people, to your constituents? Why do you want to spread violence across America by spreading this lie? Why do you want to undermine American democracy? Why do you want to undermine faith in our system, Rand? Because I got to say, I don't get it. Because you know it's a lie. You know there's no widespread voter fraud. And yet you keep stirring the lie up. So I'm just curious, what's in it for you? Is this a 90-10 issue in Kentucky? No, I think people in Kentucky like American democracy. So who are you playing to? Who is this for? Donald Trump's, he's leaving the White House in a couple of weeks. You can't go golfing with him anymore. Help us out here, Rand. Help us out. Why do you keep lying to people in Kentucky?
Well, it went on from there, but I'm not going to bore you with it. By the way, people ask me, why would you even put Morning Joe on the show? And two words, opposition research. We got to know what the other side is doing so we know how to combat it. One of the things I absolutely loved last night, watching Greg Kelly. Have you started watching Greg Kelly on Newsmax? I find it very entertaining, and from time to time we'll air little clips of it, but it's good stuff. I mean, it's really good stuff. But Greg Kelly was on where he had Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, the former governor from Florida. And this is kind of the question that is haunting everybody right now, of what happens at the seating of electors, and whether a member of the House and a member of the Senate will end up propelling this into a debate on the electors, you know, the Electoral College. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Will Rick Scott question the seating of electors? And listen, this is cut five. This is Senator Rick Scott from Florida. Here it is.
Are you willing to be one of the senators that would have to join with a House member on January 6th to formally call into question and debate the seating of these electoral votes?
Well, first off, Greg, we'll see. I think today was an important day. I think Chairman Ron Johnson did a good job. He held an important hearing today. We heard from Ken Starr, and then we heard from some individuals that gave us some information about what was going on in a couple of these states, what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Nevada. And so I think all of us are in the same position. What we're doing is we're trying to get as much information as possible. We're going to continue to watch what's going on. We're going to continue to listen about the fraud. We know there was a lot of fraud. If you remember, in the beginning, they said the Democrats would say there was no fraud. Now they're saying, well, there's not enough fraud. I talked today about what happened 2 years ago in my race. Chuck Schumer, after I won the race by 54,000 votes, sent a lawyer up and said, look, I really don't care what the votes are. We're going to win through the courts. And I had 1,000 lawyers. I went through 2 recounts. We had to remove 2 supervisor elections because of all the irregularities that happened. They found 95,000 ballots illegal after election night. And so we've got to get the facts. We got to understand exactly what happened here. We want to make sure this election and all future elections are fair. I have a bill that would require mail-in ballots to be done like we do in Florida. Your signature's got to match. You have to have your ballot in on time. We also need a voter ID all across the country. So yeah. we got to make people feel comfortable, because people don't feel comfortable at this election right now.
Senator, yes, I have a poll from John McLaughlin, happens to do a lot of polling work for President Trump. Do you believe there was election and voter fraud? 46% yes. That is a lot of people, a great big portion. I'm not to press you, but I understand you don't want to commit right here and now. I think there are a handful of House members who are ready to do so. Jim Jordan did a few moments ago. Is there something, if you pledged to do so, or one of your colleagues in the Senate pledged to do so, would that have ramifications now? I mean, you've seen the numbers. You've heard plenty of stories about voter fraud. Why not have this discussion on January 6th? Why not commit to that?
Well, I think what's important is to go through the process. Let's get the information. Let's make sure that if anybody that's going to do something, you want to do it in a responsible manner and make sure that you can explain what you believe in, the way I did it today, talking about my race and what my expectations were. And so I think a lot of us are looking at this and saying, okay, let's continue to get information. Today was a very good day. I think Ron Johnson did a good job with the witnesses that came in and testified today. So I think a lot of us are looking at this just to try to make sure this election was done fairly.
That's Senator Rick Scott from Florida, along with Greg Kelly on the Newsmax last night. And I got to tell you, I'm becoming more and more enamored with Newsmax, and especially Greg Kelly. I really like Greg Kelly. A guy that's been a reporter, he's been an anchor, now he's a host. That's pretty good, pretty darn good. By the way, time is ticking down. And I want you to help our friends at David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas as they team up with this very radio station presenting the 6th annual Stuff the Truck Food Drive, supporting Helping Hands of Vegas Valley by dropping off any perishable food item at Las Vegas Toyota on the East Sahara and Boulder Highway. Help Stuff the Truck until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. With everything going to feed food insecure seniors that Helping Hands of Vegas Valley reaches out to in our community every day. You can help us. Will you do that for me, though? Just any non-perishable food item, Toyota of Las Vegas on East Sahara and Boulder Highway. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us. We are inching ever closer to the weekend here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hi there, I'm Crystal Allen. Your family is worried about you right now. Use this time to stay as close as you can. A phone call can't replace a visit, but maybe 10 phone calls can. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care and stay safe.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, over the course of the last, 6 weeks, we've been looking for a coronavirus expert. Somebody that's not Dr. Anthony Fauci, not Dr. Birx. Or any of those folks from the federal government, but somebody that's independent. Michael Beatrice is a coronavirus researcher and the author of a book, COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. We've got a governor who is threatening to lock us down. He has not yet chosen to do so, but he says if the numbers don't come down, I may have to put more restrictions in, more mitigation. God only knows what they can do to us that's any worse than what they've already done to us. The tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs that have been lost. And but we found one. Michael Beatrice will join us coming up in our next few minutes. But he's got some interesting ideas on the COVID-19 virus and the lockdowns that have followed the virus. Are we headed that direction? Well, we'll find out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's the Thursday edition, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.